Episode 148.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we explore what I consider to be one of the most fundamentally important parts of your online business, and that is email marketing. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. And you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
All right. How is everyone doing? So, been a little goofy with the timing on episode releases. I apologize for that. I appreciate very much all of the love in the Late Night Internet Marketing Facebook group. Everybody wanting to make sure if I'm okay. I'm fantastic. But I tell you, when you get back from vacation, sometimes it's a little bit hard to get started. This is something that my buddy Cliff and I have talked a little bit about. It's kind of that, I don't know, it's not really post-vacation blues, but it's just kind of a, I don't know, that fire and spark and thing that gives you the drive that you need to work in the margins in your side business just seems to take a while to get cranked back up sometimes when you get back from vacation. And I know in my particular case, on top of that, when I take a week-long vacation from my day job has a ton of stuff piled on top of it. And on top of that, I had this big offsite management meeting this week in my day job, and so just things have been piling up, lots of craziness and laziness. I don't want to, you know, make it sound like too much of a sob story, just a little bit of laziness on my part that's gotten me a little bit behind, but I have the most fantastic strategy for catching up. Now, if you're just joining me for the very first time, I am Mark Mason. I'm coming to you from a little studio in Dallas, and this is the show where we talk about all the things that you need to know to make your internet business absolutely fantastic. I do my work on the side, I have a day job, and I do my internet marketing late at night. And one of the most fundamental pieces of almost any online business, but really in this day and age, almost any business in the world is email marketing. And I wanted to take this opportunity to pull together a bunch of information that I have over the next several episodes to really give you a fantastic crash course in email marketing. Everything that you need to know to take your email marketing to the next level, to get things going. If you've been thinking about email marketing, or if you've been doing a little but you're not doing a great job, you signed up for that email marketing account and put that opt-in out there, but you really haven't done much with it, I want to talk to you about how to take that whole thing to the next level. And the motivation for this came from two very, very good places. One is, I think that you guys know that a couple of weeks ago, or I guess it's been over a month ago now, I spoke at Podcast Dallas, which is a really pretty large and impressive podcasting group here in the Dallas area that meets monthly. And I talked to them about affiliate marketing with your podcast. And the interesting thing in that hour-long presentation was that almost all of the fundamental information about how to do email marketing correctly if you have a podcast and how to monetize that email marketing is directly applicable. I consider it a fundamental idea that you can use in any kind of online business, Whether you've got an e-commerce store, you've got a podcast, a blog, you're an affiliate marketer, you sell info products, you sell courses, whatever it is that you do, the things I was teaching that group a couple of months ago apply directly to guys like you right here. If you're listening to this podcast, this will almost certainly apply to you. And my goal is that I will either take you from zero to hero with these next few episodes on email marketing, or if you're already pretty close to hero, you'll pick out a few things from the advanced techniques that I'm going to offer you that will help you in your email marketing efforts. And you know, when I listen to things like this myself personally, one of the things that I always hope for is to take away at least one thing that I can go do. And I challenge you to see if you can figure out what that one thing is for you and pick that out from this content and go do that in your internet business with your online marketing efforts with your email marketing. Now, the other thing that is motivating me is that, as most of you also know, I use ConvertKit. And right now, very near the time of this actual recording at the end of July, ConvertKit is running a special promotion that you can take advantage of, and it's only happens very rarely, and that is a free trial that you can use to test out ConvertKit. You can find that at latenightinternetmarketing.com/ConvertKit. And if you're interested in that, latenightim.com/ConvertKit, you can certainly go check it out, but you don't have to do that. Everything that I'm going to talk about over this email marketing thing is going to be applicable to almost any email marketing tool that you have or might want to use. Now, some tools make it really, really easy to do the kind of stuff that I think you need to do, i.e. ConvertKit. Some, it's a lot harder, like in AWeber, for example. The kind of things that I like to do are considerably harder, but it's always all possible. Some version will be possible. So don't sweat it if you've already invested in an email provider. But if you want to check out ConvertKit, head on over to latenightim.com/ConvertKit. And if that offer is a free trial offer is still going on, I highly recommend that you check it out. It's really cool. Okay, so now here's the other thing. Because I had done this work to prepare slides for this presentation that I did at Podcast Dallas, I actually have some slides that you can use to check out this episode. And you can find those at latenightim.com/148. That's this episode. So if you want the slides to follow along as I'm talking, you don't have to have them. If you're in your car, don't panic. Everything's going to be just fine. But if you want to go get the slides later to follow along, you can do that. And you can find those at latenightim.com/148. You'll find that those slides are available as a content upgrade. You've got to opt in to get those slides. And so that is an example of one of the things that I'm going to talk about. And so you might want to do that just so you can see what that looks like and how it's implemented.
It's time to get to work building your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Okay, so my goal for this is to leave you at the end of these two or three episodes, however long it takes us to go, with a clearer picture of what it actually takes to make money from your internet business regularly and repeatedly, an automated system, an infrastructure that you can build that will provide reliable, repeatable ways for you to make money with your internet business. And it sort of doesn't matter what your internet business is, right? This works for podcasting. It works for bloggers. It works for people who create YouTube videos. It works for people who do online courses. It works for e-commerce. It works for just all manner of things, particularly where you're creating some kind of information, which particularly in the case of e-commerce, I definitely recommend that you have an information strategy to go along with your e-commerce store. So just about any business, if you've got a local lawn and garden business if you've got an internet business where you're selling your book, whatever it is, these kind of strategies are going to apply to you. And my goal for this is that you have a kind of a blueprint and turn on some light bulbs for you for exactly how you might want to implement these sort of strategies around email marketing. Now, why spend the time on this? I think, you know, a lot of people talk about email marketing and they say, well, the money's in the list and they kind of leave it at that. You should have some email marketing. And a lot of times we've been on lists that where we sign up for a list and sometimes we get what we signed up for. Sometimes we don't, you know, we get that free download. And then it's just pitch after pitch and email after email of stuff that we don't really care about. We end up unsubscribing and it leaves a bad taste in our mouth about email marketing. And to those people, I say, look, fundamentals are really important. And I think if you do email marketing fundamentally right, it is still an incredibly powerful. In fact, maybe it's the most powerful tool that I can see out there for internet marketing in general. Yes, there's Facebook and LinkedIn, and yes, there's blogging and video and all this kind of stuff. But the thing that still really is standing the test of time and is still shown to be incredibly effective is email marketing. That's still how a lot of people communicate when there's important information to communicate beyond what flavor of cereal that I had for breakfast. They're sending an email to get that information out. And this idea of the thing that I think of when I think about fundamentals in business mattering is a Barry Larkin quote. Now, if you don't know Barry Larkin, he was the shortstop for the Cincinnati Reds for a long time and is widely regarded as one of the best shortstops to ever play baseball. He played shortstop for the Reds in the late 80s, early 90s, and when the Reds won the championship, the World Series in 1990, Barry Larkin was their shortstop. He's amazing. And he also is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So he's like one of the best shortstops to ever play baseball. And if you're not familiar with baseball, you guys know I love baseball. If you're not familiar with baseball, shortstop is one of the most demanding and difficult positions that you can play. You have to be incredibly fast. You have to be able to, you have to be rangy, we say in baseball. You have to be able to cover a lot of ground, so you have to be quick. You have to be able to throw the ball. But Barry wasn't just an amazing defensive player at shortstop. He could also hit the ball. He won Golden Gloves. He won Silver Slugger Awards. And now he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And what he says about fundamentals is that what people don't realize is that professionals are sensational because of the fundamentals. The sensationalism sometimes takes over the professionalism. And so I see this in internet business all the time. We see these people, like, say, for instance, my buddy Pat Flynn, and all you see is the wow, gee whiz. But if you look underneath what Pat Flynn is doing, you see tremendous fundamental execution. And one of the places that Pat executes incredibly well is email marketing. He has a fantastic email marketing engine underneath his business, and that delivers him listeners and readers and revenue month after month, day after day, week after week, because he's executed that so well. And by the way, Pat uses ConvertKit. And that's why I am encouraging you especially if the free trial is still out there, to check out latenightim.com/ConvertKit and just really check out what's going on over there. But the fundamentals are totally key to your internet business, and email marketing is one of the key fundamentals. Now, once you know that you need to have fundamentals locked down, one of the most important things that you need to understand is, why are you doing what you're doing? What is your internet business? A lot of times I hear people say, well, you know, I talk to them and say, why are you starting an internet business? What is it that you want to achieve? and they say, well, I want financial freedom and I want to make my own hours and all that. And all that is great. And I think you should do that. That's awesome. But that's not what I mean here. What I'm talking about is, what is the purpose of your business? Why are you trying to, what are you trying to accomplish? What value are you going to create to exchange for money? Because that's really what business is about. It's you're going to do something that's valuable, and in exchange for that value, you're going to create some money. And underneath that is some kind of business model. We mentioned some of them before. You know, maybe you're a blogger and you want to create valuable or entertaining or fantastic information that people will read, and you want to trade their eyeball power for ads, or you want to sell your product, or maybe you're a consultant and you're going to create valuable information, and based on that valuable information, you're going to get people into a funnel and get these large consulting contracts or speaking contracts or get people to buy your book. But somehow you need to know what your business model is. In the case of affiliate marketing, our business model is usually creating fantastic information and converting that traffic that comes to see that information into affiliate revenue by recommending products and so forth. Or maybe we buy traffic and we use that purchase traffic and we convert it. But somehow the bottom line with your business model is it needs to do the one fundamental thing that all businesses must do. And I know you're thinking, Mark, what is it? Tell me the one fundamental thing that all businesses must do. This is something I learned from a guy named Jimmy Brown. He's an ultra marathon runner out, he's in Tennessee now. I'm not actually even sure, but he's taught a ton of internet marketing. And what Jimmy says is the most fundamental thing in business is you've got to match offers with buyers. And those buyers might be your readers. They might be traffic that you paid for. They might be people that came from Google. In the case of online marketing, you've got to match those buyers to offers. And that offer might be a product you're selling. It might be a product that you are recommending and you're going to get an affiliate commission. But fundamentally, your fundamental business model has to be that eventually you match buyers with some offer. And again, the offer might be that you want them to buy your book, or you want them to sign up for a consulting contract, or you want them to buy your little gadget off of your Shopify store. Whatever it is, that is the fundamental key that you are trying to accomplish. That's the one thing in business that you've really got to accomplish. In the case of my buddy Cliff Ravenscraft, he has this fantastic product. He's doing it right now, called Podcasting A to Z. And for that part of his business, the fundamental thing that he's got to accomplish is to match people who want to have a podcast. He's got to find those people and he's got to match them with his amazing offer, which is Podcasting A to Z. That's the fundamental key to that business. Now, yes, he's got to deliver amazing value. Yes, he's got to service those people and give them way more value in Cliff's case than he charges for the course, which he does each and every time. He has like 100% customer satisfaction rating with Podcasting A to Z. What's up with that? Who has 100% customer satisfaction rating? Maybe that is something for another podcast. But fundamentally for that business, he's got to match offers with buyers, and you do too. So you need to know what your offer is and what is your offer. And I say a lot of times the best offers that I see are offers that lift people up. They're offers that do something to help somebody. Now, maybe you're going to help somebody by teaching them something. Maybe you're going to help somebody by giving them a product that's going to make their life better. Maybe you're going to help them by entertaining them, but ultimately you are going to need to do something that people value. That's what your offer has to do. And so the key then is to get those people, find those people and match them together with something that's going to make their life better in some way, something that they need that relieves a pain or whatever it is that they need. That's the fundamental thing that you need to do in your business. Okay. So that's sort of the Barry Larkin fundamentals matter. This is what we're trying to do. And the truth of the matter is your internet business infrastructure, the thing that you build, whether it's a podcast or a blog or email marketing or a YouTube channel or whatever it is, that's a tool that you can use to match offers with buyers. It's a tool that I use. This podcast is a tool that I use to match offers with buyers. Right now, ConvertKit, I told you, latenightim.com/ConvertKit. They have an offer right now that they that's out there that's a kind of an amazing offer. They have this free trial. They never offer free trials. It's very rare, once or twice a year, okay? One of the goals of this show, just in complete transparency, is to find some people out there that need that, that really are looking for that strong recommendation of what email provider to use. You're sitting there right now and you're listening. You don't know exactly what you want to do. You wish you had a great recommendation. You'd like to use something that other people are using and having success with. And so matching you people that I'm speaking to with that offer, that's sort of a fundamental part of business. And you can do that. The problem is you can't just do that by throwing out a bunch of offers. And I think this is one of the places where people fall down. And this is another fundamental kind of idea behind email marketing. And the reason that I mention it is that I think it is absolutely critical that you deliver what I call lopsided value. And I'll tell you, my fundamental theory behind email marketing is that your email marketing has to live at the intersection of Give Street and Take Street. And if you download the slides at latenightim.com/148, you will see I've got this slide in there with a big van full of content headed down Give Street and a little bitty side street with a bicycle on it called Take Street. Because my idea is that I need to, in order to be successful with my email marketing and other kinds of matching offers with buyers, I've got to be delivering massive amounts of content and value that way overwhelms the taking part. The, hey, go to latenightim.com/convertkit and sign up for the offer. In order to be successful, my value needs to strongly overwhelm the taking that I do. Now, here's a pro tip. Even when I take, the value of the take itself overwhelms the price that you pay all by itself. See, because if you, my belief is, if you buy ConvertKit or whatever it is that I mentioned, one of my tests for promoting a product is that product has to stand alone as being amazingly valuable all by itself. Forget the fact that I'm going to do a 2 or 3 hour long episode around email marketing, and that's great value, and then I'm going to offer you ConvertKit. In addition to that, even without that, the product that I'm offering is so awesome that it stands alone all by itself. It's its own value. Its give overwhelms its take all by itself. And so that's another kind of key pro tip is you want to make sure that the value is just absolutely massive. So the bottom line takeaway, before we break this back down into affiliate marketing and email marketing, the bottom line takeaway is you want to focus on the fundamentals. Email marketing is fundamental. And when you do email marketing or really any kind of business, you really need to give way more than you take. And on top of that, you really need to understand your business model and what it is that you're trying to accomplish. How is it that you're trying to help people? And what is it that you're trying to really accomplish? Is it brand awareness for another business model? Is it lead generation for some client-based model? Are you trying to do product marketing for a product that you have? Are you trying to generate ad revenue? Do you have an AdSense type of business model? Are you selling banner ads on your site? Are you doing affiliate marketing? So maybe you're doing affiliate marketing. That's what we talk about a lot. And one of the questions that I get from people, and maybe this is the first time you're listening to this show, people ask me, well, what is affiliate marketing? This is actually a question. I'm actually surprised that, you know, when you've been doing something for such a long time, you tend to overlook the fundamentals. And I think, you know, what is affiliate marketing is a fundamental question. So the short answer to what is affiliate marketing is that you have the ear of some audience and you recommend or review a product or service on your website, on your blog, in your podcast, in your content some way, and you provide a person with a link to go check that out, like latenightim.com/convertkit. When someone clicks on the link and buys something from you, then their presence on that target website, on the ConvertKit website in this case, is tracked. And if they convert, if that traffic, if their visit converts into a sale, then you get a commission. They get a great product and you get a commission. And that's that value thing that I was talking about. And then the cycle repeats. And there's a cool graphic on in the slides for this discussion at latenightim.com/148 that you can download and go check out. But the bottom line is affiliate marketing is huge. It's everywhere. And there are huge companies out there doing affiliate marketing on the physical product side, amazon.com and Commission Junction and Share a Sale, on the electronic information product side, ClickBank is very, very famous. JVZoo, there's lots of them. Lots of stuff going on in affiliate marketing. And we know that. And that's the thing I've been talking about for the last several years. And if you wonder if that works, you know, again, we can look at Pat. Pat publishes all of his information about how successful his affiliate marketing is. And I've got Pat's results from, I guess, April. In the show notes in the slides that I've offered, but his affiliate earnings were $71,000 in the month of April. I think it was the month of April or May. I'm not sure, but 1 month in the first half of the year, just 1 month, his affiliate earnings were $71,000 in affiliate earnings. Okay. So what's going to happen here is because of the length of this episode, we're going to break it into two. Now, don't worry, because like I mentioned, I'm running a little behind on episodes. These two episodes are going to come out almost identically. So you won't have to wait a week or anything like that. But the two episodes will come out back to back within a day of each other. And so the content will be available. So this first episode, of course, that you're listening to now is 148 at latenightim.com/148. And then the second part of this episode will be episode 149 at latenightim.com 149.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then,
go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Man, it's really good to be back on the mic. It's been a long week. It's a crazy week. You know, lots of stuff going on. My family's been traveling, which you would think that I would have gotten more done with my family out of town, but gosh, it's just been so busy. Everything's going on. And like I said, when you get back from vacation, at least for me, I don't know if this is true for you, but sometimes I have trouble sort of getting back into that aggressive rhythm where I'm, you know, really getting the most out of the spare time that I have and making progress on my business. And I don't know, I have some tricks for doing for getting started again. And one of the tricks that I use is I try to work on the thing that I really care about. Like if there's something I'm really, really interested to do, I'll try to do that. Usually that's recording the podcast when I have something good to talk about, particularly or something that I'm super excited to talk about. That really helps. But it's kind of been a tough thing, but that's what got me going is talking about this. I'm really excited about this topic and can't wait for you to hear the rest of this episode. Ciao.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.